Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We just heard of the virtues of nikah. Nikah, we are sitting now for a very great ibadat, the engagement, enactment of two single people becoming united, a marriage taking place, a family coming into existence. And this is really which is what we're going to witness now is not only a family coming into existence, but it is not a building of a community, not the building of a nation, but the building of a ummah. The ummah is going to be built with this. From here, the object, one of the objects, great objects of nikah is to have offspring children. And this will, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I love that my ummah must be the biggest ummah on the day of Qiyamah. And the means of that is this nikah. And in this ummah building, the main body builder of this is the female, the woman, the mother. She is the one. Before the child is born also, her connection with the child is within her womb. 9 months the child gets formed, after that another 5 months the child is in the womb of the mother. More stronger connection than that is the umbilical cord from the mother to the child. So the child is fully with the mother. When the child is born, it is the mother that weans the child. Now the mother who breastfeeds the child for roughly 2 years or so. And then again, it is really the mother's duty to be with the child, teach the child. The teacher of the child, the real teacher is the mother. The real murabbi, the real caretaker of the child is the mother. It's not a nanny or a helper. It's not a crutch or a day school or something. It is the mother. And it is these mothers who fulfill these duties. And the great rewards, innumerable rewards, for every drop of milk the mother breastfeeds the child, for every difficulty she takes, and then teaching the child, bringing the child up according to Deen and Islam, there are such great rewards. Unfortunately, the animal kingdom of the West, who are worse than animals also, and unfortunately, in a sense, we have become worse, that our frame of mind is also like their frame of mind, in which they claim, as recently in our present days, that the Afghanistani women are stupid, illiterate, backwards, they belong to the Stone Age. But it was those very mothers that overthrew the mightiest power of the world outwardly, the superpower of the world, not only the superpower America, but with the NATO and the alliance of about 50 countries, completely humiliated and defeated them. It was these mothers who did that. With the power of Iman they had, and which they brought into their children. So it is for us to realize that this time of nikah, the Sunnah 3 ayat, which are recited about nikah, each one is taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqu, it is all about this taqwa. So this is the main ingredient of nikah. And if the mother has this, how much she has it, how much more than through the umbilical cord she transfers to her child, more than when she breastfeeds the child, more than when she changes the nappies and cleans the child, if she puts iman into that child. Then that is that ummah that will be built, that will which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has desired his ummah to be. May Allah let us realize the value of this great occasion and our great responsibilities and duties for those who are married also. That the father is usually at work, he is not with the children. The mother is with the child. And this wrong total animal system of way of life, that the mother is also at work. And we regard that as being progressive, depriving the child of his greatest right, the love of the mother, the care of the mother, depriving the mother of that great enjoyment to see the first smile of the child, the first step the child takes when it walks. The mother is at work and a nanny is enjoying that child. Another caretaker is enjoying the child. With this whole system is totally upside down. The proper system where the mother is with the child and the mother brings up the child. May Allah make this occasion to be that, and those of us who are married also, we bring it back into our lives. Those who are getting married also, who will be getting married, that we all realize this very great, great responsibility and duty of nikah. Also, for those who are in the position who perform the nikah, and usually a little talk is given before the nikah, etc. It is not also an occasion of making jokes and just making some light talk, etc. But it is a great necessity that the great importance of this duty of taqwa, that must be stressed. And the great responsibility which the mother has got, the father has got, that must be highlighted. So that the nikah can be done in the rest of the nikah, which today we are laying this foundation, the building can be in the correct light. May Allah bless us all with correct understanding of deen and following deen correctly, inshallah.